Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. And today I want to talk about something that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people got involved with the narcissist. A lot of people are angry at themselves for being in a relationship with somebody and not seeing the toxic red flags of the narcissist. And they think like the narcissist moved along on their merry way and they are now happy with the new supply. But one of the things you have to realize with a narcissist is that a narcissist can never be happy for a long time and they are never satisfied. So what exactly is happiness? Okay. A lot of people have a lot of different definitions of what it is to be happy. Happiness is basically feeling content. You're happy with what you have. It's a feeling that you feel fulfilled in your life. Happiness isn't necessarily having the best car, the best house on the block, or having the most money. Some of the happiest people are the people that don't have a lot, okay? But the difference with these people is that they feel fulfilled in what they do have. And this is something that a narcissist never feels, because inside a narcissist is empty, all right? There's an emptiness inside that narcissist. This is why they're never happy, they're never satisfied, they're never happy with who they're with, and eventually they get bored and want something else to fill that emptiness within themselves. It's not necessarily that that person did anything wrong. It's just that the narcissist can never be satisfied with who they have and what they have, okay? In other words, it's an outlook on life, you guys, all right? It's a way of looking at the glass half full instead of the glass half empty. And with a narcissist, they always look at the glass half empty. So it is futile to try to, you know, waste your life trying to fulfill somebody who will never be fulfilled themselves. And even when they get with the new supply and you say to yourself, well, that can't be. They look so happy with the new supply. First of all, when you're seeing that happiness with them with the new supply, it's usually in the beginning, okay? And that's also when the narcissist is going to try to stick it up your nose. They're going to post a lot of pictures and try to portray that they are so happy that, you know, the problem was you. You know, now they're in a happy relationship with someone who values them because they want to be looked at as somebody of value, somebody special. And, you know, the whole purpose of posting those pictures is to make you look bad, that the reason they had the relationship with you was because you were the problem. It's never the narcissist's problem in their mind. They're never the problem. It's always somebody else who is the problem, okay? That's why I tell you, when you meet somebody and they start always constantly bad-mouthing their exes or something like that, that is a red flag. That could be somebody, you know, who's just never satisfied and always a nitpicker and always blaming the ex for something. So you got to listen to when these people talk. But one of the things that I have to tell you is that don't ever feel like the narcissist is better off than you. Because the difference is, number one, you're progressing in your life and the narcissist goes in a circle. They go in a circle where they love bomb people, then they get disgusted, they devalue the person, and then they're off and they discard and they move on to another person and they go in this cycle and then they bounce back to their exes when they're not doing so well or they're not happy with the new supply. They bounce back and forth. You know, they're always looking for something, some excitement, something to make them happy. The other thing that you need to keep in mind with a narcissist is that they are greedy people, okay? They're greedy in the sense that, again, they don't appreciate what they have. They take risks in losing something good that they have for something that they think is better. And then later on, they realize that, you know what? It wasn't better. Their prior relationship was better than the current relationship that they're in. And a lot of times they can't go back to their exes because some exes close the door and don't want to ever be bothered with a narcissist. but they're greedy people. Nothing is enough for the narcissist. No matter how much money they have, they're never completely satisfied. No matter how good looking a person they have, they'll always find fault with them. That's why you see these Hollywood couples that have everything. They have money, they have fame, they have a partner who's good looking, and guess what? They're still not happy. And why is that? Because they get bored with the person. They don't appreciate who they have, or they always think there's some other new excitement or new person out there. So the bottom line is this, you know, a lot of people, they look for revenge on the narcissist. And I always tell them, you don't have to ever try to look for revenge on a narcissist, because a narcissist will sink their own ship. And why is that? Because they don't follow the laws of life, which means that when you put out good karma, good things come back to you. But when you put out bad karma or you do people dirty, guess what? You lose people in your life. You lose people in your life and you can never get them back. And this is one of the things that a narcissist doesn't, they don't realize. They think they can walk in and out of your life. But what they don't realize is that when an empath has had enough of the narc's nonsense and enough of being treated with disrespect, that empath gets to a point where they say, you know what? I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'm not dealing with you anymore. And when you try to hoover me in a couple weeks, a couple months, or even a couple years, some narcissists, they don't even care. They could hit you up in a couple of years. And why is that? Because they're going through their contact list of people and they're not doing well. And remember that a narcissist, they can't stand being alone. So they'll even hit up an ex that they had a falling out with just to have somebody, okay? Just to have somebody till they think they can find the next best thing again. So the bottom line is, you guys, they're empty vessels inside. They're fractured souls. These people, you know, no matter what they do, they will never, ever be fulfilled as a person inside. And another reason why they're never fulfilled is because when they get into relationships, they always have a little wall up, especially with a covert narcissist. They never make themselves completely vulnerable and give themselves to somebody because they're afraid of getting hurt. But what they miss out on, that vulnerability that they could give to somebody, is a real strong connection with that person. You cannot have a strong connection with somebody unless you make yourself vulnerable to that person and that person feels that vulnerability. Then they will realize that you have really surrendered yourself to them and they feel connected to you. But see, a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people don't trust, and a lot of people are afraid to, you know, let their guard down or to trust anybody and give themselves to someone. And guess what happens? That other person feels the distance, and that other person's going to get disgusted and walk away, okay? They're going to walk away because they're going to feel that that person is not all in, and that's going to cause, you know, that other person to not trust you. So if that other person's not trusting the narcissist, they're going to be off looking to do their own thing eventually. So it's a terrible, terrible cycle because of the lack of trust that goes around. You have a lot of people that have been hurt, a lot of people that don't trust. And, you know, narcissists, they'll go from one relationship to the next relationship to the next relationship. Most of the time, or if they do get into a long-term relationship, keep in mind, they can be in long-term relationships, they can be in long-term marriages, but that narcissist will always be doing something on the side, okay? It's not necessarily even that they'll be cheating, although a lot of them will be. It could just be they have their own thing going on the side, making them happy. Maybe they have other connections or other people that they deal with. So they're not totally focused in on the marriage. They have a whole other life on the side that they're doing. That's why they could stay married to someone. And people say, well, why would somebody put up with that? Why would somebody stay married to a narcissist? Because number one, they don't realize they're dealing with a narcissist. Number two, they're being manipulated by the narcissist to think that they're going to change. And number three, a lot of times people invested years with the narcissist and they don't want to start all over, or they don't want to be alone, or they have kids and it's hard for them to leave because of financial issues or going to court or having to pay a lawyer or not being financially able to walk out. There's a million and one reasons why people stay in long-term relationships with narcissists. And there's a million reasons why narcissists stay in these long-term relationships as well. But again, even though the narcissist is there, they're not fully there mentally and emotionally. So if you're in a long-term relationship with a narcissist, number one, you're going to put up with a lot of abuse, okay? You're going to put up with a lot of abuse. And number two, there's going to be a lot of things going on that you don't even know that are taking place that people find out down the road. That's why people could be married 20, 30 years and all of a sudden they find out something like the narcissist cheated. But what they don't realize is that's not the first time that that narcissist cheated on you. That narcissist may have been cheating on you the whole relationship, but that's the first time you found out about them. But the whole point in all of this, you guys, is that a narcissist is never happy, never satisfied with just one person to fulfill them, okay? And they're also not happy with what they have a lot of times. That's why you see a lot of times you'll see people that are narcissistic and have money and they're miserable. They're miserable because they expected that money to make them happy when in fact, happiness is being able to be content with what you have. It's an outlook on life that I am happy with what I have. I appreciate what I have. And people don't realize that the small things in life that you have can be taken away at any time. And what does that mean? That means your health. That means your child's health. That means, you know, being able to put food on the table or pay your bills. Anything could happen in life that could change your life. You could lose your job. How many people lost their job during the pandemic? Or how many people got sick during the pandemic? Or how many people had long COVID during the pandemic or lost somebody that they loved? So the point in what I'm trying to tell you is that things in your life that you should appreciate can be taken away at any time. But see, a narcissist doesn't appreciate what they have and they risk what they have and they are impulsive because they need instant gratification. They need to feel satisfied. They need to feel that dopamine in their brain. You know, they need constant uplifting. They're addicted to, you know, that dopamine lift. That's why a lot of them are promiscuous, okay? They need that rush. They need that charge by having multiple partners. It makes them feel special. It makes them feel important. They love the deception and cheating. It makes them feel that they're smarter, they're superior, they're getting one over on you. But the bottom line is, in all of that, they still are not content in the long run. See, a narcissist's happiness is always short-lived. They may be with the new supply and they may be happy for the first, second, and even third month. But guess what? After that, that elated feeling that they have because they're putting the new supply on a pedestal, thinking that this person is going to satisfy their every need, when they start to see things they don't like about the new supply, or the new supply starts putting up boundaries, or they get bored with the new supply, guess what? That happiness that they had all the way up at the top at number 10 now falls down to number one. And that's when, you know, they start to get disgusted and they'll start looking for somebody to replace you if they don't already have somebody on the side. Sometimes they have somebody on the side the whole time they're with you, and people don't realize this, all right? So many times people get involved with a narcissist and they think they're single and they're not. They have situationships somewhere, or they're still talking to an ex. But the point is, when they start with the new supply, they have put the new supply up on a pedestal because they saw something in that new supply that was going to make them happy. But then all of a sudden, guess what? It crashes down and they can't stay happy. They can't stay happy, and they get angry and they get bitter and they devalue you and they get wicked with it. And the reason that they get wicked is because they blame you for not making them fucking happy. Like, it's your job to make them happy. And when you don't make them happy, they have no use for you and they're looking to replace you, okay? But the bottom line is, no matter what narcissist you've dealt with in life, trust and believe, long term, a narcissist, you know, they're never happy, never satisfied. And any little happiness that they get here or there, because they're always thrill seekers, it doesn't last, okay? It doesn't last because a narcissist is never content in what they have, okay? So I hope you guys, you know, you understand where I'm going with this. The bottom line is this, you guys. When you've lived a lot of life, you see what life could throw out at you, all right? When you're young, you don't get it, all right? Because you don't have the experience. But when you've lived a lot of life and you've seen what people have gone through in life, okay? The trials and the tribulations that people go through and problems that you come across in life, it's your mindset of how you deal with it that makes or breaks whether somebody's going to be happy or not. A happy person accepts what is, okay? They accept certain things in their life and they appreciate the good that is in their life. But with a narcissist, they don't do that. They always think there's something out there to make them happy. What they should do is self-reflect and see that the problem isn't what they have or who they're with. The problem is their internal feelings of emptiness and insecurity within themselves, all right? But they won't do that. Narcissists, a real narcissist, won't self-reflect because they can't bear the thought that there's something wrong with them and they can't face that shame. So instead of doing that, they always take the route of least resistance. They're going to blame you for the reasons that they are unhappy, okay? And that you see that a lot of times if you live with a narcissist. Maybe they go to work, they come home, and they start picking a fight with you over nothing, nothing. And you say to yourself, what did I do to this person? They're always fighting with me. It could be because the narcissist deep down is unhappy in their living situation. They're not getting that dopamine lift or rush. And they're getting bored and they're not feeling fulfilled. See, you have to think of a narcissist as a tank that constantly needs to be filled up. And when it's not filled up, the narcissist gets angry, the narcissist gets anxiety, and the narcissist takes it out on who's around, all right? So they're going to make you their punching bag after you've been with them a while for why they're not happy. You're the reason that they're not happy because narcissists expect you to make them happy. So here's what I have to say to all this, you guys. Number one, appreciate all the good things that you have in your life, the people that love you, your children, family that cares about you, whether you have a good job, the good things that you have in your life. Appreciate it because it could be taken at any time, and realize that when you're dealing with a narcissist, they will never appreciate what they have. That's why they're always seeking the next best thing. And you know what? You never ever have to worry about, you know, feeling like you got used by a narcissist. You have to chalk it up as a learning lesson because, you know, there's nothing you could do about it. either you ignored the red flags or you didn't see the red flags. It's your past. It's not your future. But the narcissist's future will be a future of unhappiness. Why? Because they can never be content with anything or anyone, okay? And even though they look happy with the new supply, and even though they're with the new supply a long time, deep down, they're not truly happy because of that emptiness within themselves that they never feel like they're enough, okay? And a lot has to do with the fact of their childhood. They didn't feel they were not validated as a child, or in some cases, they were the spoiled child and overvalidated, but they never got that love and kindness that they may have needed, that extra nurturing that they needed. See, two children can grow up in a house and one kid could become very narcissistic and one could not. And certain children in school need extra help or need extra direction. And a narcissist is the weaker individual. The narcissist is the child that needs that nurturing, that either they were undernourished or they were overnourished. In any case, they are not a balanced individual, okay? And therefore, they're always trying to seek that happiness, but they don't realize that that happiness is them trying to, you know, look at within themselves and realize that they are enough, that they don't have to use people, they don't have to get ego boosts, okay? Because they are enough. But see, they don't see it like that. They don't see it like that. To them, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and they're going to do what they got to do to get ahead, all right? Because a lot of narcissists as well, they feel cheated. They feel cheated, and they feel, you know what? Everybody's corrupt, and I'm not doing anything different than anybody else, and I got to watch out for me. That's why a lot of them don't have empathy, because they feel, who was empathetic to them? Some of them, nobody had empathy to them. So they feel, you know what? I don't have to show you empathy. Who showed empathy to me? Okay? Some of them are like that. But the bottom line is this. They are their own worst enemy, and they will destroy themselves. All right? Trust me when I tell you, I've seen it. They will destroy themselves, and they will live their unhappy, miserable life, always trying to fill that emptiness within themselves. You go, you appreciate your life, and you stay with people that make you feel happy, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. I'm losing my voice. I haven't stopped today. I hope it helps you, and if it does, please hit the subscribe button, and don't forget, you guys, please share the podcast, spread the word. The more narcissistic awareness that is out there, the more you break the narcissist, because then people can spot their manipulation. I hope that helps you guys. Have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that the Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.